Good morning, Portland, Maine. You're listening to Tad Smart Talk with Steve-O, News Talk WLOB, 1310 AM. How are we doing today, Shannon?
Doing great. How are you?
It's a beautiful day here in the neighborhood, June 7th. And typically we go with On This Day right at the top of the hour.
Yes, we do.
But we have a special guest for the first segment, and there's kind of a timely issue going on that we certainly want to bring attention to. Please join me in welcoming Katie Hansberry. Katie is the Maine State Director of the Humane Society and lives here in Portland and a defense attorney by trade and by schooling.
That's in my former life.
Former life. Well, once an attorney, you may not be defending people, but you still have some of the attorney background, but you're now Maine State Director for Humane Society. How are you doing today, Katie?
I'm doing very well, and I'm also very happy to be here today as the campaign director for the Coalition Mainers for Fair Bear Hunting.
Great. Well, let's get right into that. The last time you were here, we went through your background, which was impressive, whether it's spending summers at Chop Point Camp in Woolrich, going to Bowdoin, and then your background. But, you know, we talked last week at the Democratic State Convention. We were talking about, in fact, you all had a booth there giving out information and meeting with legislators about the referendum. So before we get into the timing, why don't you just educate the listeners a little bit on what the issue is with fair bear hunting, and then we'll talk about what is before the Secretary of State now in terms of getting on the ballot as a referendum.
Absolutely. Mainers for Fair Bear Hunting is a broad-based coalition here in Maine, and we have worked very hard with our amazing volunteers that are so dedicated to get a question that is on the ballot this coming November. And what we're seeking to do is to put in place long overdue protections for Maine's bears and hounds by doing away with the practices of bear baiting, hounding, and trapping. All three of those practices are both cruel and unsporting.
So the three practices that are currently allowed that are legal in Maine, talk a little bit about those three specifically, and then also context in terms of the rest of the country and the other 49 states and where Maine kind of fits in terms of those hunting practices.
Sure. Well, Maine, unfortunately, has the notorious distinction of being the only state left that still allows all three of these cruel and unsporting practices. Just quickly to tell you a little bit about the three, trapping is so, you know, cruel and unnecessary that Maine is the only state that's allowed that practice for decades.
Is that the metal spring traps that people see in, you know, old TV movies, that type of thing?
The steel draw traps were allowed here in Maine for bear trapping up until, I think, 2007. Now they use Aldrich snares, but those are just as cruel. The bear is lured into the location, becomes trapped. Their initial instinct is to try and break free, and the snare gets tighter and tighter, and, you know, it can cause extensive injuries while the bear languishes there for up to 24 hours until the trapper comes back to simply, you know, shoot the bear at point blank range. There's absolutely no fair chase involved.
So that's one, that's trapping, and the other two that are on the kind of referendum?
Sure. The next one I'll mention is hounding, and here in Maine, up to packs of six dogs that are tracked remotely via GPS or radio collars are set to, you know, basically push a bear to exhaustion. And that chase can go on for miles over all types of terrain until generally the bear goes up a tree. Then the dogs have been tracked remotely. The hunter will then go to the location and just, you know, shoot the bear point blank off of a tree. Again, you know, there's no sporting aspect to that. It's unfair to the animal, and it's incredibly cruel to push a bear to exhaustion like that. And in addition, it's very bad for the dogs as well. Sometimes the bear will turn to fight the dogs. They can be injured or mauled while engaging in conflict with the bear. They're also, you know, often not treated very well.
And the third.
Sure. And the last one is baiting. Here in Maine, a number that's been put out, a calculation was done by Bill Nemitz, a Portland Press Herald reporter. And he calculated, based upon the data that's currently available, that we put almost 7 million pounds of human junk food into our woods every single year to lure bears into a location so that they can then just be, you know, shot at close range for a trophy. It's unsporting, and the problems with baiting are numerous. Not only does, you know, feeding the bears all of this additional food, you know, grow the bear population, Since 2004, the bear population in Maine has grown almost 30%, from 23,000 to over 30,000. And back in 2004, when this issue was on the ballot, we were told by those that are opposed to this effort, we need these practices to stabilize the bear population. Well, all you have to do is look at their own numbers to see that what's being done in Maine doesn't work. The other issues with baiting, just very quickly, it habituates bears to human food and human smells, and they are naturally very wary of us, but they're now being rewarded for losing that wariness, and it increases the likelihood of there being, you know, bear conflicts. The other big one is that it unnaturally concentrates wildlife species. Raccoons go to these locations, other species, and with respect to the raccoons, you know, being in this close proximity to one another and eating out of the same food sources, it increases the likelihood of there being a disease spread, including rabies.
So let's talk about the legislative process. The last time we spoke, the first stage was getting enough signatures to get this on as a public referendum on the ballot, and you were successful with that. How many signatures did you have to get?
We required just over 58,000, and we submitted to the Secretary of State's office almost 80,000 signatures.
Wow.
And we collected those over a harsh winter in just 121 days.
And in the spirit of disclosure, my wife was active, and she's active in lots of stuff that you guys do at Humane Society. So you were successful there. So technically that qualified this as a referendum issue to go on the November ballot, right?
Correct.
And where you are now is the Secretary of State, my understanding, has some leeway in terms of how language is constructed for the referendum. And right now you're at a period where are you pushing back a little bit? Did they release a draft of what will be in the referendum? And what is your group looking for in terms of public support now? Because how it's worded can greatly impact how people vote in terms of clarity and context, right?
Absolutely. This is an essential step in this process because we want to make sure that people have a clear understanding of what the question is that's being presented to them. So the Secretary of State, after the signatures are certified, has the responsibility of drafting the ballot question that will appear on the ballot. There's then a 30-day comment period, and that's what we're in right now. So people can submit comments and say if they think the language should be changed, and that's what we are urging our supporters to do.
Do you have the language with you today? I mean, the way it is proposed by the Secretary of State?
Sure. And what's most important is the way that it starts off. Unfortunately, the way it starts off is, do you want to ban bear hunting using bait, traps, or dogs, except to protect property, public safety, or for research? And the concern there is the beginning of that sentence. It starts off
Do you want to ban bear hunting? And some the psychology is that there could be a negative reaction to people saying, I don't want to ban bear hunting, without going through the string of qualifiers.
Well, the concern is that it's misleading and that people might be confused, because people could read that question and think that it's really about banning all bear hunting. And that is absolutely not what this initiative seeks to
do.
This initiative is focused on doing away and prohibiting the three cruel and unsporting practices of bear baiting, hounding, and trapping. And we want the question that's put on the ballot, so that people won't be confused or misled, to properly reflect the intention of the petition that was circulated among Mainers this past winter.
Well, what's the step? And I think it's fascinating in terms of how the legislative process works in the referendum. So the Secretary of State took a first draft at what he thought was the appropriate language. And did you contact them? Did you say, hey, that's not clear? And how formal is the process right now? Because what you're asking, I think, is for people to send a message to the Secretary of State's office and urge them to bring the ballot question in line with the petition. But do you have a proposed question for people to suggest is preferable to the one that's right now being drafted?
We do. We think the simplest thing to do, so that people understand and know that this is the question that resulted from the petition that was circulated among Mainers this past winter, is to simply turn the title of the act, which appeared on the top of every single petition, into a question. And that way people, you know, very clearly understand that this is the question that results from that petition, and that the intent is to simply do away with these three practices of bear baiting, hounding, and trapping, and not to ban all bear hunting.
So how would the question be ideally, if you could state the question now, that you would like to see being considered by the Secretary of State?
Sure. If we just turn the title into a question, it is, do you want to prohibit the use of dogs, bait, or traps when hunting bears, except under certain circumstances.
Has the Secretary of State responded to your suggestion to change it, or are they waiting for public comment before weighing it?
Right. The public comment period happens in every instance with a proposed referendum question. So the campaign itself will be submitting a comment along with anyone else from the general public that the Secretary of State's office will then take into consideration. And we are very hopeful that they will take this information to heart. We already know that hundreds of comments have been submitted to the Secretary of State urging this change be made. And we're very hopeful that they will, in fact, make this change and bring the question in line with the intent of the petition.
Well, Katie, I support what you're doing, and I will submit a comment later today.
It's really easy to submit a comment, and you can go to www.fairbearhunt.com/comment, and that has all the information there that you need to submit a comment, or you can even simply send an email to sos.office@maine.gov, and in the subject line, put public comment.
Great. Well, good luck with this, and wish you the best of luck, and look forward to November when the public has a chance to vote on this.
That's right. Vote yes in November.
Thank you very much. That we've had Katie Hansberry here, Maine State Director of the Humane Society. And now, Shani, we're going to go right into our second interview that we taped earlier this week, right?
Yes.
We have William Andrews, Maine mystery author and former president of Westbrook College, now UNE.